grocery shopping will soon be a little easier for residents of one Southside Syracuse neighborhood. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the announcement of a new grocery store in the Valley Plaza solves one problem, but others still exist when it comes to access to affordable food.
When the Tops grocery store opens up in the Valley Plaza later this year,
it's a victory for this community that for 3 years have had nothing here.
Common Councilor Helen Hudson, though, says that's not the end of the story of food deserts in Syracuse, places where it's difficult for residents to get access to affordable, healthy food.
When you talk about leaving the Valley Plaza area and moving over to the South Ave area, that's a whole different geographical area. So going on what Paul Nojames said, wouldn't it be nice if we could have more than one store throughout all of these areas? And I think that would satisfy the food desert.
The issue of affordable food in Syracuse now moves to the city's north side. After Wegmans closed its Pond Street store earlier this summer, community groups are expecting the grocery store to announce later this week whether it's accepting any offers on the property from other grocers. Mayor Stephanie Miner says her administration is committed to making sure that Northside neighborhood doesn't become another food desert.
We've done it before for other neighborhoods. We're going to do it again.
The Tops in the Valley Plaza is expected to employ 100 people. Tops made the move after receiving a $275,000 state economic development grant. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.